My name is Dan Schimmick, and I'm the leader of field tech services for Hubbard Feeds.
Give me a little background on Hubbard Feeds.
Hubbard Feeds, we're actually a large Midwestern feed company. We're based, our corporate headquarters is in Mankato, Minnesota. We have feed plants in the Dakotas, Nebraska, Kansas, Illinois, Iowa, Wisconsin, Ohio, Indiana, and Pennsylvania. So we basically start in the Midwest and go throughout the East.
And you're here at World Dairy Expo and focusing on sharing with producers your new products that have to do with calf feeding. Tell us what's new at Hubbard about that.
We have two new calf programs. One calf program is our foundation program, and the other calf program is our intensive program. The foundation program is our tried and true, our signature program that's targeted towards economic and growth and helping producers meet their benchmarks. And our intensive program is targeted towards producers who want accelerated growth and bigger calves at weaning.
Okay, and I'm told that a lot of this, of course, has to do with the transition period.
Sure, we want our calves to, one of the industry standards is for calves to double their birth weight by weaning. And our foundation program allows calves to do that. In our intensive program, calves are going to be about 20 to 30 pounds heavier at weaning in that program than they are in our foundation program. The other nice thing about our intensive program is we do have a program approach that adjusts the level of milk replaced or fed and has some uniqueness as far as the calf starter goes. We feed a higher level of protein in our calf starter, which is called Super Crunch, and it allows for calves to transition from the nursery phase into the grower phase more easily.
So the benefit for producers of focusing in on this calf stage sounds to me critical.
Absolutely. They're setting, this is the foundation for their herd in a couple of years. And to get calves off to the right start and a lot of early growth is very important. And here at Hubbard, we have a research partnership with the University of Minnesota. And we have had approximately 4,000 animals go through the experiment station at the University of Minnesota from three commercial dairies within the state of Minnesota, all heifers, and we are able to trace those heifers back to their herds of origin and get production data on those animals once they enter the milking string back at their dairies.
Now, how do your products fit into these two programs? Can they be custom designed for the producer?
You know, there is some customization of our products, but we want producers to look at our programs and follow the program approach that we have outlined, which basically consists of feeding our calf beginner and fourth day milk replacers in the foundation program along with Calf Crunch, our 18% calf starter, as well as in our intensive program, feeding our Mother's Pride product, along with Super Crunch, or our 22% protein calf starter.
And your colostrum replacer.
Yep, we're very excited about our new Prime Defense colostrum replacer, and it's drawing a lot of buzz here at World Dairy Expo. We're just releasing it this week. It provides an industry-leading 150 grams of globulin protein per 500-gram dose. It's instantized, so it's easy mixing, and if producers have used some of the other products on the market, they realize that sometimes mixing is not as easy as it should be. And another really nice trait of our Prime Defense product is that it is also made from maternal colostrum, bovine colostrum, as opposed to some blood or serum protein source. So that makes it unique as well.
So unique in the sense that not many other companies are doing that?
Yep. There's two different sources of colostrum replacers. Some of them use maternal colostrum, like ours, and others use a serum protein source, and they're made up of that. Ours happens to be one of those that uses maternal colostrum as the source of protein and globulin protein in the colostrum replacer.
So here at World Dairy Expo, of course, there's a lot of people coming through this exhibition hall and a lot of folks talking to Hubbard Feeds. So what are the producers asking you about this product and what's some of the feedback you've gotten?
You know, some of the things that they've asked us about the Prime Defense product specifically, they want to know the things, is it easy mixing? Are we going to achieve passive transfer of immunity from this colostrum source to the calf? And we can say confidently in our field research that we do. We hit the target. The target that's set, or the benchmark that's been set by industry, is 10 milligrams of globulin protein per milliliter in blood serum, and we hit that benchmark 100% of the time in our field trials, so we're very confident in the product and have been selling it with ease.
Dan, does your research, is it ongoing?
Our research is ongoing. We've done some field research, and we'll continue to do research going forward. And our partnership, we're continuing our partnership with the University of Minnesota, obviously. Our partnership with the University of Minnesota, and we want to come up with calf products and calf programs that help producers meet their goals and needs.
All right. So how does a producer who isn't able to come to Dairy Expo find out more about this?
Well, you can contact your local Hubbard dealer or your Hubbard sales or territory rep. Or for more information, you can go to our website at www.hubbardfeeds.com.
Dan, it's a pleasure. Thank you.
Hey, thank you very much, Julie.